This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When we all collectively say it's rock bottom, whether it's Mark Willard, whether it's Joe Shasky, whether it's Sam Lubman, whether it's Carter, whether it's Matt Nahagian, Stephen Langford, I could just name names. When we all could finally accept it and say it together, that's when it's rock bottom.
I'm tired of getting pushed around.
The San Francisco Giants have officially hit rock bottom on this season. They're 3 games under .500. They're cooked. 11-1 the final. Dwayne Kuiper on the call, NBC Sports Bay Area right there. I say good morning to Shasky, Loveman, Carter, all you lovely people just getting off work, getting ready for work. It's over. It's a wrap. And I may have witnessed the worst attempt at a throw I've ever seen in a professional baseball game yesterday from Juan Elliott Ramos. Yikes. Yikes.
Poor Kaiwei Tang.
Oh.
You know, honestly, like, what?
Poor Kaiwei Tang. That's what we're starting with. Kaiwei Tang. You're right. Kaiwei Tang, yeah.
Honestly, four walks, six earned runs. Think of where this season started. Kaiwei Tang. Had anyone in any article or any podcast or any radio show ever uttered the name in the preseason when you were breaking down how the Giants season would go, Kaiwei Tang? Did he ever get any oxygen? We are at the Kaiwei Tang, and I'm not trying to rip him. I'm saying, like, what are we expecting? And here's the funniest part.
Oh, no.
You know, yesterday I told everybody, like, we're so beyond the manager. Like, we are. Have you been paying attention? Have people been paying attention to this team? We are. The manager I knew was cooked weeks ago, all right? And then I see, and look, I know he comes on this station. He does Audis podcast. I see Cal coming. Well, it might be time to fire Bob Melvin. You think, TK? What did Charles Johnson and Greg Johnson have to send you a personal email to let you know? Yeah, firing squad, start it up. Like, we all, this man has been dead man walking for weeks. And now I want to know right now. Bay Area, we have seen some horrific coaches. Huh. No, I'm dead serious. Horrific coaches.
Don't tell me.
I think I'd rather have Jim Tomsula coach my team than Bob Melvin.
Okay, come on.
No, he won 5 games with way less talent.
I mean,
no Willis, Bob is actually, no Bowman.
I know what Bob means to the Giants, but in his career, he has accomplished
this
way more than
Jimmy. This is one of
Jimmy
the worst
D.
coaching jobs the Bay Area has ever seen.
They're three games under .500.
Cable on line one. 3 games under. They're like 15-35.
Well, before that, they were good.
Joe, they're the 8th worst team in baseball.
Listen, you're going to paint me into a corner of me trying to defend Bob Melvin. I'm not defending what I'm seeing out there. I will defend him in this regard, though. He is not the worst manager we've ever seen in our lifetimes. I think people in the hate for Gabe Kapler was
Kapler
worse.
Kapler would have won more games.
Oh, I don't know about that. I'm very skeptical on that. He would have called out some people probably in his own weird casting couch way. But yeah, it's not good, Joe. I'm not here to say it is good. It's awful, quite frankly. And the explanation on the Elliott Ramos throw, and we'll get to it because, I mean, it even got worse for Bob. At first, we were all laughing at Elliott Ramos, and I still am because it was a Chris Davis, and I'm talking Chris Davis with a K, the A's Chris Davis type of throw, where it was just awful. Like something I would do. Something Benny, like Benny might have been able, 5-year-old Benjamin Spadoni may have been able to throw that ball further. But then you get the explanation from the manager, and we'll get to it here in a second. Well, actually, let's play the call first, because God bless Dwayne Kuiper, because you can hear it in his voice, Joe. His team is beating him down. We heard it with Flem yesterday. Obviously, Giants broadcaster, our 95-7 the game, Giants insider. Great stuff with Fleming. You can hear it in his voice. The fans, as soon as it was 1-0, it was just, oh, well, this lead's insurmountable. 1-0. And you brought up the stat yesterday. They've scored one or fewer runs now. And what is this now? So this is 12th time since 12th. June 15th.
Yeah. Tying the White Sox. It's great company.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Hammered down the line. This will bounce up against the wall. And Ramos just let one fly totally away from everybody. And that allows Tatis to score. That's unbelievable.
There's a short list of coaches, managers, that are just, when I say their name, you're like disgusted. But I actually might cape up for some of these other people, because their team didn't have the money and the hope that this team had. Dennis Erickson, Niner fans, remember him? I used to call him Dennis the Drunk. Remember Dennis? Yeah. Well, he had multiple DUIs. Mike Singletary, Mike Nolan, those guys are obvious. Tom Sula, Chip Kelly, terrible. I mean, when I start bringing up, God, I love you, but Gary St. Jean, and
hiya, fellas.
Dave Cowens and Brian Winters and Eric Musselman. We're talking about a bunch of very bad coaches. They never had expectations. The Keith Smart Warriors did not have expectations. Okay. Pop Elfin is in a class all on his own. Joe, he's all by himself. It is so funny. It is universally known now, today, which I knew weeks ago, but it's universally known today. Well, it's him. He's got to go. Everyone. And you knew the APB went out to all the beat writers and all the columnists when Kawakami writes, maybe we're thinking about it. It's like, we're beyond this. We're beyond this. I think they have major issues in the clubhouse, clearly, right? That's obvious.
Well, we're going to hear from some of the guys.
And we can blame Bob. Bob stinks. I mean, there's no other way around it. But some of these guys show some professional pride.
Well, that's what I'm getting at.
Paid a boatload of money, and we're all just going to scapegoat. We're going to basically throw away a year, and I'm not even saying Bob's good. He's not good. This is his last job in baseball, in my opinion. But we're basically going to just mail the year in and point the finger at just the staff and the coaches. And you're not going to take any accountability? You're not going to be culpable for horrific base running, defense, at-bats, situational awareness? You know, no one covering second base as Elliot Ramos is trying to, I don't even know, you know, tuck rule that ball from left field? I mean, what are we doing?
All the words to use.
Guys, 10 years from now, the Bob Melvin era, we are going to be laughing. Like, you know, people say, LOL, laugh out loud. We're literally going to be laughing out loud.
Well, I hope so, because it could be worse. That's what I'm saying. It can be worse. We've seen some truly awful teams here in the Bay Area. But right now, And you look at the record, it's not really emblematic of the team that's out there. They're not playing like a team that's like hovering around 500. They're playing like the White Sox and the Rockies this season.
They've got to be 20 under. They've got to be 20 under since like June. I'm serious.
Oh, since Devers got here. Interesting. Huh. There's a conversation. I'm just real quick as we're talking about Bob Melvin, but we're going to bring the players involved in this. I don't know what the correlation is or causation or if there's anything to be made of this, but the fact that the Giants were 10 games over 500 when they got Rafi Devers and we're fast forwarding 2 months now and they're 3 games under, and the Red Sox, who were hovering around 500 at the time of trading Devers, are now what, 10 or 11 games over 500? Like, there's got to be something there. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's Devers the player, the fact that Red Sox just pivoted off there and brought up their young stud. Maybe the Giants should have done that instead with Eldridge. There's something there, though. Something's happening here, Buffalo Springfield, and I don't know what it is.
You know what's funny? You bring up Eldridge, and I was having this like thought processing, and I'm thinking things out loud. I'm convinced if the Oakland A's had Bryce Eldridge, well, now they're called the Sacramento A's, or just the A's.
Actually, they're the Athletics.
Okay, whatever the hell their name is.
The Athletic Club.
You know what they would have done with Bryce Eldridge?
What?
They probably would have brought him up in like May, and he would have played all summer, and he'd be looking great by now.
He would. He probably wouldn't help the win-loss record.
That doesn't matter.
They're off pitching.
But how optimistic, if you are one of the few A's fans out there, and I'm not trying to disrespect him in any way, how can you not feel optimistic, even though your record looks terrible?
Oh, the young talent is...
They've got 3 or 4 guys who would be better than anyone on the Giants right now.
I mean, you say Kurtz, Wilson. They literally have 2 of the AL Rookie of the Year top 2 candidates.
Ridiculous. And I'll take
Rooker,
Butler in a heartbeat.
Lawrence Butler.
The center fielder who's been hurt has been dynamic.
Tyler Soderstrom. Like, there's the names go on.
The point that I'm getting at is that, like, some organizations are just like, you know what? We're just going to do it. And you can say, well, we're trying to win. What are you trying to win? You're not trying to win. You know what the Padres did with Jackson Merrill? They said, you're going to play center field every single day, and we're going to try to make the playoffs, and we're just going to live and die with you succeeding or failing. And you're going to have good months, and you're going to have bad months, and we're just going to let you be an athlete and just develop on the fly. This thing that, like, he can't adjust to the breaking ball. He's striking out 1 out of every 3 at-bats. So is everyone on this team. We're on pace for 1,500 strikeouts this year. Everyone on this team is struggling to not strike out right now. Oh, but he can't lay off the changeup. You can't hit fastballs. You're the worst fastball hitting team in America and Canada, because there's the Toronto Blue Jays.
Shout out.
It's just the excuse making. Like, I just, either you're going to play him and let's go, or you let him go and you trade him for something. Like, that's where I'm at now. I want to either see Bryce Eldridge today, tomorrow, or trade this guy in the offseason. This is ridiculous. Like, I'm sorry. He can hit 7 gazillion AAA home runs that mean nothing to me. I don't care if the guy goes 1 for 40 when he gets called up. 1 for 40. One base hit. It could be a blooper.
That'd be pretty bad.
It could be a ground ball up the middle. I don't care. Let me cling to something positive, because there is nothing that has been a silver lining to this season. Even the Randy Rodriguez experiment, which was awesome, has fizzled out. You can't even get to the 4th inning in a close game, let alone get to the 7th, 8th, or 9th with an opportunity to win a game to get Randy Rodriguez onto the mound.
I mean, I haven't seen him like in a week. He's been MIA.
Sasquatch has more appearances than Randy Rodriguez since the All-Star break.
Pretty bad. It's pretty bad. And shout out to those watching on YouTube, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal Financing at the dealer.
Poor Kaiway Tang.
That's,
I mean, just, you know,
he's the least of my concerns right now.
What?
1, 2, 3.
Poor Kaiway Tang.
I have to laugh at the name, because it's just like a create a player at this point. Kaiway Tang, please stop. I'd rather just have some Tang right now. You ever remember that? The drink, the Tang drink, the little powder stuff? Yeah.
I love Tang.
Yeah, I liked it too. Because that's what we could afford as a kid. That's what our family could afford. We couldn't get the Sunny Delight. We had the Tang instead. Kaiway Tang, 1 2/3, please. I don't care about. No. You know who we're getting on? No.
That's a joke. Willie, you gotta laugh a little.
Willie Adames, dude.
Oh my God.
This guy, I mean, 0 for 4, two strikeouts. And yes, God love him for signing all those autographs. That's great.
Supposed to do when you're making $185 million. But I'm glad he's doing it. Okay, I'm glad he's doing it. But come on.
When the leader and the guy that's the emotional, presence of that clubhouse, he just sounds so damn defeated yesterday. We're going to play the sound. We're going to hear from him. We're going to hear from Bob Melvin. We're going to hear from everyone. And I want to hear from the people on this team at 888-957-9570.
I know, man. Just poor Kaiway Tang.
Okay. Was this Kaiway Tang yesterday, too?
It's just not happening. It's just frustrating. I don't know what to tell you, honestly. It's just not happening. That's it. You have to get it done.
They just helped to get it done. They helped too.
Gotta go play hard for Kaiway Tang.
Yeah,
he's their Chauncey Billups.
Yeah, win one for Kaiway Tang. Is that what we gotta do? That's the rallying cry going forward. Win one for Kaiway.
How much does
Kaiway?
How much does this clubhouse hate Bob Melvin? I mean,
you know what's even worse,
Joe?
You know what's even worse? I don't even think they hate him. I just think they're like, That's even worse.
So you're gonna
even worse.
You're gonna sacrifice a year of your prime or whatever's left of your career just because you just despise the manager. See, like that's the part.
It's easy
where
to sacrifice
back.
A year of my prime when I know I'm getting paid as much as these guys are getting paid, and they clearly it doesn't seem to faze them. Like I'm sorry, like to call that out there. These guys are making $100+ million, and I'm not questioning the care level of them, but I'm questioning whether or not these guys should be sticking around going forward. If this product is what Giants fans want going forward, is this the product that you signed up for this season if you're a season ticket holder? No, it's not, as they're raising ticket prices all around all these different sports, and I'm sure they are for the San Francisco Giants fans out there. I mean, Stephen Langford is at the game. He's right there. Our KCBS guy, former host here, he was at the game. He literally walked in before the show started. I was like, yeah, after 1-0, the stadium knew it was over. 1-0! They knew it was over. 1-0.
Elliot Ramos, he's a DH. Devers, he's a DH. Casey Schmidt, he can play some infield, you know? Dom Smith was playing first base. I like Dom Smith at first base. Adamas playing shortstop, probably a second baseman in a year or two. All right? Jung-Hoo Lee, not a major leaguer. I don't even know what he is. There's $90 million left on his deal. Yeah.
Right.
Grant McCray came in later on in the game. I don't think he's a big leader at this point. Pat Bailey, I mean, he's a designated catcher. He's a framer. That's literally all he is. He should just go up there with no bat and just try to draw walks. He might have the same amount of success that he's having currently. Go up and down this team. It's a bunch of DHs or guys who can only play in the field and can't hit. It's just bad.
Who do you want to hear from right now, Joe? And I'm going to ask the people, like, who needs to have a presser today and talk about the state of the San Francisco Giants?
I want to hear from the Padres as to why they all of a sudden took off when Bob left their team.
Maybe, you know what?
Like, that's what I want
to
hear
Actually, you know what, Sam? Let's reach out to one of our Padre host affiliates down there, whatever the station is, down Odyssey.
The amount of Padre fans
let's do that.
That have been hitting me up and are like, huh. So what happens with Bob Melvin? I'm like, what? Like, what? The team just punts on a year? Like, what? And I'm not.
97.3 the fan.
I don't think he's good. I'm not here to say it. But, like, I can't understand. I'm at the plate, okay? And it's, you know, runner on second, runner on third, less than two outs. I'm trying to get that guy in. And I'm like, I hate the manager so much. I'm gonna failure. Like, what? That just I don't think that's how it works. Now, like, everyone getting along and stuff in between innings, and you know, there's something to be said for there. Where's the individual pride on somebody making hundreds of millions of dollars? Where's the individual pride for some of these guys to prove they're worth the money that they're getting? That's the part that I just. We could argue about, like, Bob should have been, like, he should be fired. Like, we know that. He should be fired. But what about the guys who are making a boatload of money? Where's their personal pride?
Well, we're going to hear from Willie Adamas on the other side. We're going to hear from Bob Melvin. We're going to hear from you, the fans, 888-957-9570. Joe, as we're coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco.
You know, my dad was a plumber, and then he ended up being a stationary engineer, which is similar to
was
that.
Was your dad the actual Joe the plumber? Remember
no,
that?
No.
Yeah, it wasn't him. Okay.
My uncle Matt's a plumber. My brother's a plumber. And, you know, with plumbing, you have to open up the walls, right? Electricians have this same kind of thing. You open up the walls, and you put all your stuff in. Then you seal the walls, and no one sees your work, right? And I used to tell my dad, like, Dad, why do you make it look so perfect and so meticulous and so clean? And my uncle Matt's like one of the best plumbers like in the city. You talk to anybody, runs the port. And he's like, they both say the same thing. Personal pride.
Yeah.
I know what's inside that wall. The customer may not know. I don't want to see pipes crisscrossing all over. No. So when the next guy opens up that wall, they see how clean my work is. There's nothing like when you're doing a remodel at whatever house that you got and you open it up and you're like, oh my God. We used to call it Joe McGee work, right? With somebody who doesn't know what they're doing and cords and cables are crisscrossing and it's not up to code and it doesn't look right. Where's the personal pride? That's the question that I have. I'm beyond Bob Melvin. And here's the other thing I want to say to Giants fans. You want me to just, you know, take my foot off the gas, pivot to the Niners? No, absolutely not. I refuse to do that. Because when I get text messages from my buddy Greg Moore talking about how his tickets go up 22% after this season, the gall of the Giants to raise ticket prices 22% when it's August 15th and we are imploding like Krypton in the Superman movies, like ready to explode. How tone deaf does an organization have to be to raise ticket prices in one of the worst expectation seasons I can ever remember?
You're taking a page out of John Fisher's notebook. Look at that. Moneyball, baby. It's back. All right, we got to go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.